Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. I'm excited to be recording again. It is a new week. I know it's been a minute since I last published an episode, but I want to make sure that this Proverbs 31 series is just something that I'm proud to share. And because this is the core of this podcast. This is what this podcast has been founded on. This is honestly how I found my identity was, of course, through Christ. But reading through this and discovering Proverbs 31 and how much love I felt through it and reassurance through Christ, because I finally found a chapter of what I'm supposed to be, what God sees a woman as, how he views a woman. And so with that being said, in this generation of social media and, you know, a set standard of beauty, it can be hard to feel like you belong, and, you know, it can be hard to find your place through that. And as I was reading Proverbs 31, I've read it a bunch of times, but recently what's really been sticking out to me is verse 29, because it says, "Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." And before, you know, the author says that, it talks about all these things that she does for her children and her husband. And, you know, it's beautiful because it shows her servant heart and how she loves unconditionally, how she's compassionate. But what I like about this verse, specifically verse 29, is one day I'm going to be able to have someone say that about me. On my wedding day, I'll have someone, a man that loves God, he'll be able to say that, you know, there was other women that were beautiful and that, you know, that I noticed, but there was no one that I've noticed like you. You surpass them all. Ladies, especially those that are single, cling on to that. One day, there's going to be someone in your life, a man of God, that says, "I waited for you and you were worth it." And in this day and age, it's so hard because, you know, we want instant gratification. We want to feel loved, you know, especially for those of us that are more emotional. You know, we think with our heart. For those of you that think logically, that's awesome. I have not been blessed with that gift. I do think logically when it comes to, like, obviously academics and, like, certain things. But when it comes to the area of relationships, I tend to think with my heart. And, you know, it can be a good thing, but it can also end you in, like, you get yourself in a place where you didn't think you could be, because the heart is very deceitful. So at times, I want to clarify, because it relies on emotion instead of faith, and that's when it can get a little murky and it can get scary. I just wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people say follow your heart and, you know, all that, and I understand where those people are coming from. But if you follow your heart a little too far, you're going to see yourself in a situation that relied only on your emotions. And emotions are fleeting. They come and go. They're not stable. But faith is, and the word of God is. So if you have a big heart, I can totally relate to you, because, you know, it can get the best of you, but you have to choose. When are you going to rely on your heart? Yes, you have your moment, especially when it's that time of the month You have your emotions, but make sure that you're bringing it back to Christ and not dwelling in that. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox. Anyways, back to the scripture. And I'm also getting ready for work, so I'm trying to multitask, filling in my eyebrows. So if I pause or you hear like a furnace or something in the background, I'm in my basement. So just disregard that. But as I was saying, one day you're going to have someone that says you surpass them all. And maybe that's someone right now that needs to be encouraged because you've been waiting for a long time, and maybe you've never been in a relationship, or maybe you've just gotten out of a relationship and you're like, God, is there going to be someone that only sees just me? Because maybe you've been cheated on, or maybe you've struggled with the fact that you see someone that is beautiful and you compare yourself, and maybe you've believed that lie that when someone's with you, they're thinking, is there someone else? Is this just it? You're scared that nobody will be satisfied with just you. And I want to say that is a lie from the enemy. That is not true. Because one day, God will put that person in your life that he has created for you to see your heart and to see how beautiful you are because you love God. The world is so focused on external that we forget to cultivate a heart that is enduring, that is strong, you know? And I've noticed through this Proverbs 31 chapter that it never talks about the external. It doesn't talk about her body type. It doesn't talk about how clear her skin is. It doesn't talk about how long and healthy her hair is. It talks about her heart. The only area where I found that it talks about like the body or like something that references that is when it says that her arms are strong because she has to do things for her household. But other than that, it doesn't talk about image. It talks about your acts of service and who you are on the inside. And I found so much comfort in that. Because no matter what standard the world sets, I know that my God doesn't change his standards of the heart. And when they were talking about having strong arms, I take that as, hey, I wanna I wanna get stronger with my physique, you know, and as much as my heart. I wanna have a strong heart, but I wanna take care of my body as well. I wanna be strong. Too many times girls are viewed as weak. I don't want to be like that. I want to be viewed as strong. And, you know, you can define for yourself what strong is. It doesn't have to be lifting 100 pounds. It could be simply strong in regards to how many children you can pick up and hug after a long day. You know, I want you to define it in the way that how God illuminates it to you, you know? And I wanted to focus on that because so many times we think we're not good enough, but I want to submit this to you. What are you allowing yourself to view that you question that? What are you exposing your heart to that you have begun to question your worth? And maybe that involves you taking a break from social media. Maybe that involves you taking a break from a certain friend that all she talks about is image, or all she talks about is boys. Maybe it involves that. And it's okay. You don't have to always explain yourself. I feel like us as women, we feel like we have to give every detail of our lives to our friends. You know, you're doing if God puts something on your heart, be obedient to it. You don't have to give an explanation to everyone. And just walk in his light and his purpose. And sometimes it's going to involve, well, a lot of times it's going to involve things that are uncomfortable. But in order to grow, you have to be put into new situations, and you have to rely on God's intellect versus your own. And I know that's a hard thing to swallow and to digest, but you guys, it's the truth. If you want to grow in Christ, you have to remove things that would take you back to a place of complacency, or, you know, a place of confusion and identity crisis, in a sense. You know, there was a time when I really had to go to God and ask him what he wanted me to cut off from my life. And I'm so glad that I did, because that's when I truly found out who I was through him. And when I found myself again, is going to God and fasting and seeking him and putting him as a priority. When you do that, that's when you find who you are through him. And I'm still working on truly knowing who I am through Christ, because I'm not perfect. I'm not here, you know, speaking, saying I've never struggled with this or that, you know. But I want you guys to know that we're in this together. This is a sisterhood. We're not here to judge each other and bring each other down. That's not the goal of this podcast. Whoever is listening to this, I want you to know that your worth is in Christ. It's not found in any man. And, you know, for those of us that, you know, one day we're going to get married, when that day comes, I want to make it clear that your worth isn't found when you get married. You know, that's another thing. You don't come alive when you get married. You become a team with God at the center. But that person doesn't complete you. You don't become this whole new person when you get married. Yeah, you love someone and God delights in that, but a married woman isn't more complete than a single woman. We first find our identity through Christ. And that's the beauty in Proverbs 31, because, you know, it does talk about marriage, it does talk about that, but, and children, but it does talk about singleness. And, you know, that's beautiful, because God kept in mind every single woman that needed to hear that in every season of our life. So I want you to be encouraged by verse 29, that you will surpass them all. One day someone will see that. And don't stop waiting. Don't give up. Trust that God has you in the perfect will for your life, and that the wait will be worth it. And I know I'm preaching this to myself, you guys, because you're listening to someone that has never been in a relationship and is waiting for the right man of God to enter her life. And all my single ladies, I stand with you. I'm not perfect, especially, you know, when people ask me, when is that man of God coming in your life and blah, blah, blah. I just say, you know what? I'm relying on my God and I'm finding my worth through him. And another thing, ladies, if someone asks you why you're still single, simply just say, not everyone deserves my heart and I'm focusing on the Lord. Rest in that, you guys. All right, everyone, that is going to be the end of this podcast episode. This is a continuation of the Proverbs 31 series. I really just want to dive into Proverbs 31 with you guys. I went through the whole chapter and gave my notes on it, and it's just one of my favorite chapters of the whole Bible. If you hear a tapping, I'm like removing the excess makeup I have on my makeup brush. I'm doing my highlight right now, my favorite part. You probably didn't care to hear that, but all right, you guys. Love you. Have a blessed week. Bye.